Good.
That's our problem. I'm going to explain that. Okay, I'm going to call the meeting to order now. Your attention here, please. There are a couple announcements. First of all, I learned something here tonight, and that is I think we, both the chair and the secretary, need to bring agendas. Terry is not here yet, and therefore we do not have agendas to hand out to the listener sponsors and to the public.
Or to the board.
Or to the board, which is more important, although the board might have downloaded theirs and printed them out. So I'm going to go over the agenda carefully so people know where we are, and I'm also going to explain the differentiation between the first meeting we're going to have, which will be the delegates meeting, and the second meeting, which will be the local station board meeting. And then we're hoping that Terry arrives and that we can pass out agendas, and henceforth we will have agendas here. Before we go ahead, David. Okay, just clarify which discussion you're referring to.
Well, my memory of the agenda was that we have a section where we're going to be discussing issues that the board is interested in having a national board.
Correct.
National meeting, which is more in the nature of a discussion than conducting a specific business. So we continue to do that and have that discussion while we work through whoever the board members are not yet here.
Okay, members of the board, before we go into procedures, I just want to acknowledge something here that we should acknowledge before we go ahead. The LSB, listener sponsors, members of the board, everyone is deeply grateful to the Latin American Society of California State University, Los Angeles. The minute, let's do give them that. The minute we needed a venue, the Latin American Society came forth. This is about the most elegant and accommodating venue we've had. We have two folks here who were especially helpful from the Latin American Society, Ana Laura Villarán. Ana Laura is here, and also Armando. Excuse me, I'm really screwing this up. Armando Reyes, who's just walking.
Lawrence,
what am I saying? Lawrence Reyes. And thank you to Lawrence Reyes. And would you stand up? There she is in the back from the Latin American Society. Thank you very much. This is a bad omen for the rest of the meeting. Both names were... No, that's... we really thank Lawrence and Ana Laura for their help. Okay. This is the way the agenda was going to go. We were going to convene the delegates meeting. The reason for the two meetings tonight is that there is a delegate grouping on which the general manager does not sit. The delegates is a collection of the 24 board members who elect to the Pacifica National Board, and the general manager is not part of that. So as soon as we handle the business of the delegates meeting, then we would adjourn that meeting and go to the local station board meeting. What David Adelson is proposing is that, waiting for the secretary, we take out of order, we convene the local station board, and we take as the first agenda item a discussion of what... Okay. Of what kind of instructions, what ideas, proposals, resolutions, concepts we want our four Pacifica National Board members to take to Berkeley. That meeting will be the 13th, 14th, and
15th.
Okay, David.
Just to clarify, I would suggest that not that we can be not in the
Excuse me. Let's go to Jen.
I move that we convene the LSC meeting right now and that we take up the agenda, including perhaps time for public comment on some of the portions of the agenda right now so that we can move the agenda. I assume at some point they're going to kick us out of here.
Yes.
Or we'll all just keel over and, you know, go to sleep.
Okay. Then I'm just going to rule on this. We will convene the local station board. I think it's best to actually convene the local station board so it's part of the public record and it's during a public meeting of the local station board. And then, in response to Jen, listener sponsors have actually asked to comment only after there's some substantial action or discussion by the board. So maybe we'll take public comment after we discuss the instructions we're going to give our Pacifica National Board members. Is there any objection from anyone on the board to immediately... Pardon me?
Terry's here.
Oh, Terry's here. Okay. Terry parked in Monrovia and walked here. I think that's the problem. I think we could still follow this suggestion. Inasmuch as the primary order of business, well, do you have the agenda, Terry? Okay. Inasmuch as Terry is here, we can dispense with the delegates meeting, I think, relatively quickly. So I'm going to reverse my decision. And right now, I'm going to call for the assembling and the convening of the delegates meeting. The delegates meeting is now convened. The technicality here is that the delegates meeting can actually choose its own officers or can use the same officers as the LSB. I'm not promoting either thing. But just on a technicality, if we look at the first page, okay, David Adelson.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we take the officers, both permanent and temporary, of the LSB and have them sit as officers of the delegates meeting. Discussion? Seeing none, are we ready to go to a vote? Those in favor of that motion signify by raising your hand.
We have another
16, 17, those against. Okay.
One over there.
Oh, one over here.
She kept her hand up and was looking at it.
Okay.
Any abstentions?
Well, no, excuse me. I want to clarify. We've done some research in Robert's Rules of Order, and we will no longer ask for abstentions. It's clear in Robert's that those who abstain are not participating, and Robert's, as Gregory Wonderwheel says, chairs who ask for abstentions, bad chair. Frankly, it does not affect the vote, and people who abstain should not be forced into declaring where they are. All right, let's go to comment on this first.
Wait, you have a...
Oh, with Dave first. I was going to... He's spoken, so I was going to call on Margaret first. But, Dave. It should just add up to the number of people present and voting.
Correct.
Do you concede that, David? This is the first time I think I have it. Okay. They're not a vote. All right. One last comment on this, Margaret.
Yeah, I'm wondering about roll call votes. I mean, are we talking about all types of votes? Because I think there's some votes that, for the point of view of transparency, the listeners and everybody else have the right to know who voted on what, you know? And that's my objection to it. So again, I don't want to waste time on it.
Right.
It's definitely quickly, but if we have more open and transparent, we might as well just be that way.
Right. Good. Okay, I don't think we will spend any more time. Just so I don't confuse things, we will. On roll call votes, people respond by either saying present, or if they wish to say abstain, they name on roll call. Of course.
Can I just ask everybody to be sure to talk into the mic because we're recording them? The same thing in the mic otherwise.
Okay, but for purposes of tonight, we will call for abstentions because I don't want to spend any time on this. And we'll research it and I'll cite the Robert Rules of Order, which is calling for not calling for abstentions. Okay. Agenda for the delegates meeting, election of officers, no reading and approval of minutes, motion to revote directors by Radford, scheduled regular meetings, and next meeting is continuation. Basically, the delegates meet only, basically, to elect national board members. Let's go to the second agenda item. There is no reading and approval of the minutes. That is correct. That's correct. Terry, where is Terry? We're not, that agenda item is not germane. Right. Motion, number two, motion to revote directors. The chair recognizes Leslie Radford.
Thank you, Don. At this time, I'd like to withdraw the motion. I have been advised by Terry Barisian and Chair Rose that a recount would have not changed the outcome. And although, frankly, I think some of the progress you were flawed in my not getting absentee ballots and other concerns, I don't think it's worth wasting the body's time and a revote on the floor of the
Thank you, Leslie. That's the chair's noting that that motion that we were expecting has been withdrawn. Let's go to agenda item number three, schedule of regular meetings. I would inform the board that this group, and I'm looking for hands, don't let me ignore a hand, this group meets so irregularly that we will probably not have regular meetings with the delegates because its responsibilities are so limited. Is there any discussion over agenda item three?
Terry.
Yes, this is Terry. Because we met so long that we approved the regular meeting, we never have the regular meeting, and we never approved minutes. One option we might have is to just have a regular meeting of the delegates scheduled for right before every regular meeting of the local state board, and then
okay, Bill Gallegos.
I'm certain that our input to the, our national board office doesn't mean this meeting, but as long as it's there so we can discuss it, one of the things that I'm going to propose to the national board is that anybody can schedule, that they schedule a meeting at least for 6 months so we know how to agenda that.
Excellent, Bill. And that would be, let's reiterate that in the LSB meeting when we talk about that. Ed. Ed Pearl and then Harrison.
I just thought it would be to clear up things. If you call us a natural, it seems like that's what we are. You need to talk to you. But we're not just, you know, telling us that we're using the term. We are a live meeting with the electors.
Electors. Okay. And Harrison. No, there is no motion on the floor. There's just, and someone could make a motion, it's a scheduled regular meeting, unless Terry's with a motion. Which is the motion?
I can make a motion.
Make a motion.
Make a motion.
Move that the delegates of KBSK meet in assembly on the first Tuesday of every month at 7:30 p.m. at the Federal Institute of Government.
Is there a second? Pardon me?
No.
Did you second?
Sorry, yes.
It's been moved and seconded.
Discussion, Jan?
No, yeah, discussion.
Never mind.
Okay, David?
Harrison?
Oh, yes. Harrison, go ahead.
It just seems to me that we want to approve the minutes, and so we can do that in one of the meetings. Can't we just have to say that we'll have it up at this meeting and then the next meeting will be LLC? So I guess I'm proposing to start the LLC, or perhaps Terry can do that in terms of the LLC.
Okay, there's a motion that's been moved and seconded. That's Terry's motion. So those, you know, if you want to make a substitute motion.
I'd like to start with the main motion that we hold the delegates meeting at before the next LLC meeting.
Okay, a substitute motion should be dealt with before the main motion. Is there? It's been moved, and the substitute motion has been moved and seconded, and that is that there be a delegates meeting just before the next LSV meeting.
Correct.
Any discussion on the substitute motion? Let's go to David.
You know, I'm in favor of that because it seems to me that any business that the delegates are supposed to conduct relate to things like removal of the records or other things, and it doesn't require notice anyway. So saying that we're going to have a board meeting before that board meeting doesn't say doing any work because any business that would be conducted would need to be noticed. If that's going to happen, then if we have our officers who are capable of calling the meeting themselves, the chair would be taking a little call on the meeting. So I don't think it's anything to do for us to do that. If I was speaking in favor of the substitute budget, we would do that at the next meeting to deal with the finalized whatever business we have and then call the
substitute meeting. Leslie. Dave.
He
spoke.
Yes, I thought.
Oh, okay. All right. Any other discussion on the substitute motion? Seeing none, we're going to go to a vote. Those who favor. All right. Okay, very good. Thank you, Israel. Very good. Thank you. All right. Harrison, state your substitute motion very clearly.
Can I just say that she's saying very clearly?
Say it again.
That at our next LSD meeting, we have a delegates meeting.
Yeah, well, there is a just question. That could be, of course, this is parenthetical, but that could be a very short meeting. I mean, like 30 seconds and so on. Okay. Seeing no more discussion, those who support the substitute motion by Harrison, raise your hand. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, those opposed, 1, abstaining, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, the motion passes and that will settle the issue. Agenda item 4 here, next meeting. Motions or comments? It seems like that's moot now.
Yeah,
it's moot. Yeah, that's right. It's moot because our next meeting is set, and then we can decide whether that's the formula we want to
use.
Okay, it's been moved that we adjourn. Is there a second?
I second.
It's been moved and second we adjourn. No, I'll explain what they're doing here. No. All in favor of adjournment, raise your hand. Okay, where do we go out and boogie? Okay. The delegates meeting is adjourned.